All this month, we visit historic theaters in our state to mark National Historic Preservation Month. Our series finale is a visit to Brunswick's Ritz Theater. The theater opened in 1899 as a grand opera house and began showing movies in the 1920s. It's been a part of life for many in coastal Georgia, like Gwen Mayberry and her grandson, Daniel.
Well, I'm Daniel. I live in Brunswick, Georgia.
And I'm Gwen Mayberry, Daniel's grandmother, and I live on St. Simon's Island.
How old were you when you first went to the theater?
Probably 9 or 10, but my most vivid memory is that summer when I was 14.
What was your earliest memories of the theater?
In 1945, when I was 14, with two cousins, one that was a year and a half older and one that was a year and a half younger, we made a special trip across the causeway on a bus to go to the Ritz Theater, and I remember it very distinctly.
So what happened during that summer? What do you remember most during that summer?
Probably the most exciting thing was the end of World War II. VJ Day happened while we were vacationing on St. Simon's Island.
May of 1945 saw the lights go on again. Once more, the nation's capital was blazing in all its glory. And in cities throughout the nation, the blackout was ended. Germany had surrendered. The war in Europe was over.
What was the mood like at that time?
Unbelievable happiness. You know, Brunswick in those days was a shipbuilding center, and there were all kinds of people who had lived very difficult lives working in those tremendous times of lots of angst, trying to get things done in a huge hurry, building something like 100 Liberty ships. I think the fact that it was all over was the most exciting time ever.
What role did the theater play during World War II?
Unbelievable multi-roles, really. Not only was it a great place to escape all the pressure of the war, but they also incorporated an area in the theater up top above the building itself where they had beds that if you had a quarter, you could rent a bed, a cot, and stay there for several hours to sleep. So it was a very important downtown feature. But I did not really have much occasion to know about the Ritz until we moved to Glenn County in 1960. And then it became a, you know, really an interesting place that my girls like to go to the movies. They did that a lot. And we just have a lot of history with the Ritz Theater over the last 50 years. Daniel, it is interesting to think that you really haven't been in Glenn County very long, since late 2012.
No.
But tell us a little bit about what the theater is meaning to you right now and what you're doing.
Well, I think just the feeling of performing at the theater, I think is like the most exciting thing for me.
Tell us about the play.
Well, the Penguin Project is a it's basically like a program for people with disabilities, and they get to perform in plays and stuff. The play we're doing right now is called Annie Jr., and I play Oliver Warbucks, the rich billionaire that adopts Annie in the play.
Daniel, it's one of the most exciting things. I cannot tell you how I'm looking forward to this performance. Not only is this a very historic venue, but to me, it is amazing to think that I am going to see you on stage performing with a group of your peers doing incredibly great things.
Thanks.
Tell me how being in the Penguin Project has helped you.
Well, I think it's helped me be a little bit more outgoing, probably.
More social, wouldn't you say? What do you think about when you're performing?
Try not to goof up during any of the scenes, because I'm like, some of my lines are like, I think are just like really hard to say with a straight face sometimes, because like what else is going on around me and stuff, and so sometimes I can't help if I just like burst out laughing sometimes. So it's like very easy for me to break character like that and stuff.
Daniel, I understand. Sure. Daniel, wait a minute. Daniel, I do understand that you are singing and dancing. Would you like to give us a little sample of what's coming up?
Well, I think my favorite song to do in the play is "I Don't Need Anything But You," which is a duet that I sing with Annie. So I'm gonna play that song. Nothing on earth could ever divide us. And if tomorrow I'm an apple seller too, I don't need anything, anything, anything. I don't need anything but you.
Wow.
So that's just one of the songs.
Awesome. It is just amazing to watch him. We're going to have a huge number of extended family, cousins, all aunts, and all kinds of people there. It will be a very, very special moment in the lives of this family. Yep. All at the Ritz.
Putting on the Ritz. Dressed up like a million-dollar trooper.
That's Gwen Mayberry and her grandson Daniel sharing their love for the Ritz Theater in Brunswick, Georgia. That story was produced by GPB's Sean Powers. You can catch Daniel's performance in Annie Jr. at the Ritz Theater starting June 15th through the 18th. Get details at gpbnews.org. You can also visit our website to hear the entire series on historic Georgia theaters.
Tips his hat just like an English chappie to a lady with a wealthy pappy. Very snappy, you'll declare, it's simply topping to be there and hear them swapping smart tidbits. Put on the Ritz.